Four loyal subjects about to take an audience with this counter-filled queen. Will she bestow a jackpot today or rise for tipping points? Hello and welcome to Tipping Point. Let's meet the four players all hoping to win thousands today.
I'm Martin. I'm a company director from Yorkshire.
I'm Catherine, an educational training manager from Brighton.
I'm Ben, a rugby coach from Hertfordshire.
I'm Tina. I'm a housewife from Essex.
Good luck to you all. Let's play Tipping Points. In round one, you each have three counters. Questions are on the buzzer. If you buzz in and give me a correct answer, you have a choice to make. You can either choose to play one of your counters into our machine, or if you think she's not quite ready to pay out yet, you can get one of your opponents to play one of theirs instead. Most of the counters you get out of the machine will be worth £50 to your score, including, of course, our mystery counters that come with a bonus prize. But even more excitingly, there are two new additions in the machine, our double counters. If one of those drops for you, it will double the entire value of your drop. As always, the person with the least amount of money at the end of this round will be leaving the game and be going home with absolutely nothing. So keep your eyes on the double counters because they could be game changers. Everybody ready?
Yep.
Here comes your first question. On average, which organ in the human body beats around 100,000... Martin?
Heart.
100,000 times a day. You're absolutely right, Martin. It is your heart. Martin, would you like to play or pass?
I'll pass to Ben.
Right then,
thank
Ben.
You. Drop zone four, please, Ben.
Right, I'm drop zone four.
Good choice.
Catherine would have gone for drop zone four. Let's see if you can get something out.
There we go, perfect.
It's a good drop.
That's where you wanted it then, Ben, is it?
Hopefully that double counter's going to go.
Oh, it's right there, isn't it? Martin, have you made a mistake?
Go on.
Was she ready? Oh! Just the one across the tipping point, £50. They're all important right now. Let's take it from the machine, put it into your bank. Ben, you're off the mark with £50. Two counters left to play. OK, next question. In 2013, the Sun newspaper changed the U in Sun to an O to celebrate the birth of which... Tina?
Prince George.
Of which royal? Of course it was Prince George. So, Tina, do you want to pass?
Now I'm going to play. Drop zone four, please.
Light up drop zone four. Could be very lucrative, very quickly. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yes.
You're going to get something over there,
oh,
Tina.
God.
Oh, and it's in already. Now, how many is it going to go with it?
Brilliant.
Very nice indeed, Tina. Tina, that's six counters across the tipping point, which is £300. And hiding in the win zone is the first of our two doubles. So we double that £300, and it means one drop has given you £600. Yes. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. Well and truly off the mark. Well done. OK, next question. At the start of the 2014-15 season, who was the only French manager in the Premier League? Catherine.
Arsene Wenger.
Yep, it is Arsene Wenger. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I'll play.
OK, where are you going to go?
I think I'm going to go drop zone four.
OK, let's light up drop zone four. It's a couple of silver counters. Desperate to fall for you, Catherine.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Just stayed up. What do you reckon?
Maybe...
It's flat.
Yeah, at
you
least
it flat.
It's flat. Yeah.
Flat, yeah. At least it's flat.
Line it up for somebody. It's not me.
Oh, but not enough of a shove,
it's
I'm
too
afraid.
Heavy on that side, isn't it?
So, one counter in, nothing out for you just yet. Next question. Ragdoll, Manx and Persian. Martin.
Cats.
Are breeds of which domesticated animal? They are indeed cats, Martin. So, do you fancy having a go yet?
I will play, please.
Where are you going to go?
Drop zone four.
OK, light up drop zone four, please. Top and bottom looking good here, Martin.
Ooh.
Took its time.
Flat.
It is flat.
It's good.
What do you reckon, Ben? Does it look good?
I think it's probably going to go. I think he's probably going to get something.
Could get a fair bit. A nice broad shove here. Well done, Martin.
Happy with that.
Eight across the tipping point. £400 of that drop. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. So, you two are off the mark with £400 and two counters left to play. Next question. In Charles Dickens' novel Oliver Twist, Oliver famously asked for more of which thin... Ben?
Gruel.
Which thin porridge-like food? Yes, Ben, gruel it is. So, do you fancy having a crack?
I will play, please, Ben.
Where are you going to go?
I'll go drop zone four, please.
Line up drop zone four for Ben.
Hopefully it'll stay to the right.
There's a nice stash on the tipping point, isn't there?
Oh, dear.
Is that going to ride?
Maybe, come on.
Is it going to ride? Oh, it's flat. You need a decent shove here, Ben, to get something over. You got him?
Yeah.
Could be it. Well done.
Take that.
Ben, seven counters across the tipping point, £350.
Excellent.
Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're now up to £400 with one counter left to play. Next question. How many years are celebrated by a centenary? Martin.
100.
That's right, Martin. Yep, absolutely. Would you like to play or pass?
Drop zone three, please.
OK, let's load up drop zone three, please. Maybe get your hands on a cheeky little mystery prize there, Martin.
Hmm.
Again with that.
Thought it would have gone flat straight away.
It is flat now.
Gone flat. That's good.
You going to spit them?
No.
Oh! No, Martin, not enough. Not enough of a shove. You're staying on that shelf. So, Martin, you're down to your last counter. Next question. What does the letter G stand for in the name of the pharmaceuticals company GSK? Catherine.
Glaxo.
That's right, it is GlaxoSmithKline. Catherine, you get to play or you can pass?
I think I will play.
OK, where are you going to go?
See if I can get some money. Drop zone three, please.
OK, load up drop zone three for Catherine. Martin, set up that top shelf, Catherine. Oh!
Oh, what?
Just a
craziness. Oh!
Can we get some money? That's what we're after.
Oh, I just want some
money. Oh, you've got a couple. Two across the tipping point. £100 for those two. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You're off the mark, Catherine, with £100. You've got one counter left to play. Next question. The market town of Taunton is in which English... Catherine?
Somerset.
Which English county? It is indeed in Somerset. So, fancy having another go?
I'm going to go for drop zone three.
OK, load up drop zone three again, please. This is your last counter now, Catherine.
OK, it's all or nothing.
Yep. Big drop's what we need.
Good drop.
Martin likes it.
Oh, I don't know.
Could be good, this. Yes, well done. So, Catherine, with your last counter, that's a nine counter drop. So, £450. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank.
Thank you.
That drives you right up into second place. Well done. You've got £550. You've used all three of your counters now, though, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Next question. The Zulu language is spoken primarily on which continent? Ben.
Africa.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Now then.
I will play drop zone three, please.
Okay, let's load up drop zone three, please. Need to go left. It's sketchy on the right, isn't it? Gotta be left. Oh, no. Can we get anything?
Come on, maybe.
Oh, yep. Could do with a couple out. There you go. Very nice, Ben. Four counters is £200.
That'll do.
It really will. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. That gives you £600, level with Tina. But, as you can see, you have won one of our mystery prizes. Ben, I think you're going to love this. You've won a luxury spa day, courtesy of spabreaks.com.
Beautiful. That's Mum sorted for Christmas.
Ben, well done. £600. Like Catherine now, you've used up all three of your counters, so for the time being, you're out of the round. Martin, Tina, this next question is for you. Who wrote the Da Vinci Code? Martin.
Dan Brown.
Yep, you're absolutely right. So, Martin, do you fancy having a crack?
I will play drop zone two.
Light up drop zone two for Martin, please. Let me bring that double into play, Martin. Get you some money as well. Now, three counters draws you level with Catherine. That's your target. Oh, no. No.
No.
Nothing to add right now. And Martin, you've used all three of your counters. So for the time being, you're out of the round. Just Tina left in. Martin, if you're going to have a chance of going through, you need Tina to get one of these questions wrong. And you need to win the penalty pot. As things stand, you're in last place. So, Tina, just you. You don't need to use your buzzer. You do need to give me the correct answer to these two questions to put both of those counters into the machine.
Okay.
You also need to do it in the allotted time. So if you're not sure, it's worth trying to have a guess.
Right. Okay.
Here we go, Tina, your first question. Taking its name from the Normandy village where it was first produced, Pont-l'Evêque is a variety of what foodstuff?
Wine.
It's not. It's cheese, Tina. It's cheese, I'm afraid. So you lose your first counter. That goes into the penalty pot. Good news for you, Martin. You do still have a chance of trying to go through. Next question for you, Tina. Again, you need to give me the right answer if you can. The 2003 film starring Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey was called How to Lose a Guy in How Many Days?
30.
10.
10.
10 days, Tina. So we steal another counter from you. That goes into the penalty pot. So, as things stand, fortunately for Tina, she'd had a big drop with her first counter, so she's on £600, as is Ben on £600. Catherine, just behind them with £550. Martin has £400. It isn't over yet, though. There are now two counters in the penalty pot, both up for grabs. I'm going to ask you one last question. If you buzz in and give me the right answer, you put both these counters into the machine. If you buzz in and give me the wrong answer, you will be frozen out. Martin, this is your last chance to get through to the next round. You need to try and get this right if you can. Good luck, everybody. Here comes your penalty pot question. How many sides does a triangle have? Tina.
Three.
It is three, Tina. You won them both back.
Thank you.
Well done. Martin, I'm afraid that means you're going home.
That's up.
Tina, where are you going to go first?
Drop zone two, I think,
okay.
Please.
Light up drop zone two.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Is that where you wanted it?
It will do.
Yeah, it will do nicely, yep. I think. One more to come after this as well.
Oh,
very
lovely,
nice.
Thank you.
Tina, six across the tipping point. So 300 with your first drop. Tina, one more to put in.
I think I'll stick with drop zone two, please.
OK, light up drop zone two again, please.
Go flat.
Right place for you there, Tina, if it's
yep.
flat. Shift the double over, maybe. It's coming right at it, isn't it? There we go. Brings it into play on the bottom
Brilliant.
Shelf. Any more to add?
Oh!
No more to add, but a very tasty-looking tipping point. Let's take the £300 that you got from your first drop, put it into your bank. So that means at the end of round one, Tina is our leader with £900, ahead of Ben on £600, who is just ahead of Catherine with £550. Martin, I'm afraid with £400, that means we have found your tipping point. Thanks for playing.
That's it. Thank you.
So join us after the break to see which of today's three remaining players will win through to our head-to-head and a shot at our £10,000 jackpot. See you in a bit. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where Catherine, Ben and Tina have all survived to play in round two. In this round, they'll each have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. As before, any counters that come out are worth £50, with the exception, of course, of the bonus double counter. There is one left in there. The player with the lowest score at the end of this round will leave the game with absolutely nothing. So, Tina, it was that double for you in round one that did all the damage and the penalty spot, of course. That's why you are our leader, so it's your choice. Would you like to take on the machine first?
I think I'll play, yes, please.
OK, 30 seconds for you then. Every time you give me a correct answer, we put another counter in the machine. If you're not sure, just say pass and we'll move on as quickly as possible.
OK.
30 seconds for Tina, please. Your time starts now. In the Thomas the Tank Engine series, Thomas is predominantly painted which primary colour?
Blue.
Correct. In netball, which playing position is represented by the letters GK?
Goalkeeper.
Correct. The Scottish city Perth is located on the banks of which river?
Pass.
Tay. Which herb is traditionally mixed with onion to make a stuffing for roast poultry?
Sage.
Correct. Perry Kylie and Jordan Banjo are members of which dance troupe?
Diversity.
Correct. The koi and the ornamental goldfish are species of
fish.
Which type of fish?
Oh, koi, carp.
Tina, the answer is carp. I have to take your first answer. You said fish. Still got four right. Four counters put into the machine. Where are you going to start?
I'm going to start with drop zone two, please.
OK, light up drop zone two, please.
Oh,
rapid
flat.
Drop,
that's
that
good.
One, wasn't it?
that's it.
Come on. Nice drop. Oh, is that going to send them over? Oh, there's a couple. So two across the tipping point with the first drop, Tina. That's £100. We've got three more to put in.
I'm going to stick with drop zone two, please.
Light up drop zone two, please.
Oh, yep, that'll do it.
Nice, good.
Come on, two.
There, oh. Is it going to go this time?
Getting some dazzle.
Nice clump for you. Another six, Tina. Another £300. So we're up to £400. You've got two more to put in.
I think I'll stick with drop zone two, please.
Light up drop zone two. Okay, that could be just enough.
Might just
to go flat.
Get one over.
Yep. Ooh,
that's good.
What do you think, Ben?
Right behind that double as well.
Right behind the double.
That's it.
Get a decent shove. It could set it up nicely.
Oh!
Ooh, okay. So nothing for that drop. You've got one more to put in, Tina.
I think I'll stick with drop zone two.
Okay, it's gone well so far, hasn't it? Light up drop zone two. Oh, so that's £50 already. Three here.
Oh, come on.
Tina, another three across the tipping point. So we added another £150. Let's take that £550 from the machine and put it into your bank. So, Tina, you finish up with £1,450.
Thank you.
Well done. Ben, you're just a counter ahead of Catherine, but that means it's your choice. Would you like to play next or would you like Catherine to go?
I'll play, please, Ben.
OK. You ready?
Ready.
30 seconds for Ben, please. Ben, your time starts now. The substance with the chemical formula H2O is better known by what name?
Water.
Correct. The relief and development charity Oxfam was founded in which British city?
London.
Oxford. Which actor found fame playing the dim-witted barman Woody in the TV comedy Cheers?
Woody Harrelson.
Correct. With which national cuisine is the chef Ken Hom most associated?
Chinese.
Correct. Caligula and Nero were emperors of which ancient civilization?
Greek.
Roman. Which Edinburgh Palace is the Queen's official residence
Holyrood.
In Scotland? Correct. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay was a 60s hit for which American soul singer?
Otis Redding.
Yeah, out of time with that one. Ben, you've still got four right. Where would you like to start?
I will start with drop zone two, please, Ben.
OK, let's load up drop zone two.
Maybe a bit of ladder will I be all right.
Yeah. Are you going to get it, though?
Maybe get something.
OK, there's a few.
That'll do.
Eight across the tipping point. £400 at your first drop. Very nice. Three more to go.
I will go drop zone two again, please,
okay.
Ben.
Load up drop zone two, please. What do you reckon?
Bit better.
Bit better?
Yeah.
Nine more we need to draw level. Is that going to get the double? Is it going to hit it? It's scrabbing away, isn't it? Oh, no. We're down to two counters left, Ben.
I think if the double goes, I don't think there's going to be a lot going with it, so I'm going to go drop zone three, please.
OK. Light up drop zone three. You want it on the left of drop zone three. Collect that little cluster. Couldn't be further away.
Mystery counter.
Mystery is
Maybe.
There. Yeah, can we get it over? Is it going to stay? Ben, another one across the tipping point. So that's another £50. So up to £450. You've got one more counter to put in.
Drop zone three, please,
okay,
Ben.
Okay, let's light up drop zone three. Is this going to pay off? Huge risk here. Oh, it's a really rapid drop. You need that silver counter over. Can you get it?
Need something over.
Go on. Oh, there you go. It's in drop zone four. Oh! Ben, four more across the tipping point. Another £200. You finish up with £650. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. You finish up with £1,250. Well done.
Thank you.
So, Catherine, you've been waiting very patiently. It's
yeah.
your turn to try and get something out of the machine now. 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can correctly. Every time you get one right, I'll give you another counter to put in the machine. If you don't know the answer, just say pass and we'll move on as quickly as we can. Catherine, your time starts now. Which country has the international car registration letters IRL?
Ireland.
Correct. Which Swedish actress played Ilsa Lund in the 1942 film Casablanca?
Pass.
Ingrid Bergman. Which was the first country to win the Rugby Union World Cup twice?
Italy.
Australia. From which popular national park in Cumbria does the Lakeland Terrier originate?
Lake District.
Correct. The SETI Institute's name stands for the Search for Extraterrestrial what?
Pass.
Intelligence. In 1984, which media tycoon bought the Mirror Group newspapers? Did you know it?
Murdoch.
It was Robert Maxwell.
Oh.
So, Catherine, two counters for two correct answers.
Yep.
Where do you want to go?
I'll go for drop zone two.
OK, we're going to light up drop zone two, please. OK, Catherine, first of your two. See how we get on with this one. God, it might be too far away. You got your eye on that double.
It's gone a bit sparse now, hasn't it?
Okay. So three across the tipping point, Catherine. £150. Didn't get at the double. You've got
no.
One more to go.
I'm going to go for drop zone three.
Okay. Load up drop zone three, please. Ooh, that's good.
Right behind it.
Yeah.
Can you get that silver counter over?
Oh,
go on then.
Please.
Ooh. Oh!
Maybe not enough, but.
So, Catherine, that's another eight across the tipping point. That's another £400. You finish up with £550. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. And you manage to get your hands on a mystery prize as well. You find yourself a Buzz helicopter flight for two, courtesy of Adventure 001. You didn't quite get enough, though, maybe if you'd gone for three with the first drop, because the scores remain. Tina in the lead with £1,450. Ben, £1,250. Catherine, it was very close, but I'm afraid with £1,100, we have found your tipping point. At least you're going to be able to fly off in a helicopter.
Yes, that's
thanks for
in
playing,
style.
Catherine.
Thank you. Thanks, Ben.
So it's Ben and Tina who'll be going head-to-head after the break for the right to play for our £10,000 jackpot. Now, though, for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Which of these legendary figures are you most likely to see at Christmas time? A, Easter Bunny, B, St. Patrick, C, Santa Claus. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 09041613030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT04, PO Box 7558, Derby, DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to Tipping Point, where just two players remain, Ben and Tina. Well done, guys, for getting this far. Just £200 between you. It's time to find out which of you will be taking on our machine for the £10,000 jackpot. In this round, you're each going to be asked three questions alternately. On your question, you can choose to answer, or you can pass it to your opponent. If you give me a correct answer, you put the counter in the machine. If you give me a wrong answer, your opponent puts the counter in the machine. Whoever has the most money at the end of this round is today's winner, and we'll be playing for £10,000. Tina, you are in the lead, so it's your choice. Would you like to take control of the machine and have the first question?
Yes, please.
You're going to take it straight in. Right, first question for you then, Tina. Which Ian McEwan novel was adapted into a 2007 film starring Keira Knightley and James McAvoy? You can pass this.
I think I'll pass, please.
So Tina's not sure. It's a great chance now, Ben.
I'm not a big reader.
Keira Knightley, James McAvoy, see the film?
I guess. Atonement.
Yeah.
Atonement. You're nodding along now, Tina.
I am, yes.
Did it suddenly come to you when
yes.
he said it? Oh. Is the answer Atonement? Yeah, it is. Well done. So, Ben, you steal the counter brilliantly. You get to put it into the machine. Where are you going to go?
Drop zone one's looking pretty healthy, so I think I'll go there, please, Ben.
OK, we're going to light up drop zone one, please. Four draws you level, Ben. There was a lot there. First time we've used it today. Drop zone one's been ignored till now. That's what she's been waiting for. Oh, there's two. £100 for those two. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And you edge a touch closer to Tina. Is now just £100 between the two of you. Come to you for your first question as well, Ben. The medical term plumbism refers to poisoning by which heavy metal?
I could probably have an educated guess, but I think I'm going to pass it to Tina, please.
Oh, this would be a great steal if you know it.
I'm thinking like a plumb line on a ship, and I think it's lead at the bottom, so I'm going to go for lead.
Let's find out if you're right. Is the answer lead? Yes, it is. Well done, Tina. So, your chance to strike back now, Tina.
OK, drop zone one, please, Ben.
Light up drop zone one. OK,
right, which should be all right.
I was going to say,
get over the top,
would have preferred over to the left a little bit. Oh, it's
it
flat.
It is flat. Can you split them? Get them.
Go on, go.
Oh. Just held up. Underneath that mystery counter, keeping enough weight on it. So, Tina, nothing for that one, but crucially, it's time for your second question. Which character in the TV comedy Fawlty Towers is played by Andrew Sachs? You can pass this, Tina.
I'll play it, and it's Manuel.
Manuel. OK, let's find out. Did Andrew Sachs play the character Manuel? Yes, well done.
Well done.
Great stuff. So you get the counter put into the machine.
I'll go for drop zone one again, please.
Light it up, please. OK, what we got this time, Tina? Ooh.
Oof. Quick drop.
Really quick, rapid, clean drop.
Is
that going to get anything
over? I
need
it over left.
Need a bit.
Oh, for one.
That'll
do. Blimey.
Goodness me, that's £50 across the tipping point. This is a very close game. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank, Tina. You've got £1,500. Ben, £1,350. Ben, we come to you for your second question. Which symbol appears on the logo for the UK Independence Party? You can pass this to Tina if you're not sure.
I think it's a pound sign, Ben.
What makes you think it's a pound sign, Ben?
Just through the posters and things. They've been in the press a lot lately, haven't they? So
yeah. As you're driving around, you've seen them.
Could be wrong.
If it is a pound sign, you've got a chance to strike back at Tina. She's £150 ahead. Is the answer a pound sign? Yes, it is.
Well done.
Well done. Counter's put into the machine.
Drop zone one, please, Ben.
Let's light up drop zone one, please. Bouncy drop.
That might be all right.
Do you think so? We need it in that hole and I need a nudge on there. Three counters, Georgie level. Are we going to get some? That's three.
Take that.
Goodness me. £150 across the tipping point. Let's take that from the machine and put it into your bank. How are you coping, Tina?
Yeah, right.
It's getting pretty
tense. Yeah.
How about you, Ben?
Yeah, a little bit better. Back to 0-0 now, so we're...
Yeah.
0-0 okay. With one question left each. It comes down to this. Tina, we come to you for your third and final question. In petrol engines, the carburetor is responsible for mixing the fuel with what? The carburetor. You can pass this to Ben if you're not sure.
I think I know, but I'm not 100% sure, so I'm going to pass to Ben.
Ben, do you know your engines?
I'm limited on engines, but I would hazard a guess at oxygen.
Yeah, I would have said air.
You've given me oxygen, Ben.
Yeah.
Tina, you would have said air. I need to find out if that's the right answer. Let's see if it is, Ben. With things this tight at this stage, it's a great steal. Is the answer oxygen? It's not oxygen, it's air. Of course, air is made up of more things than just oxygen.
Yes.
There's nitrogen in there as well, and they all get drawn and mixed
Fair
with
enough.
The fuel. So I'm afraid you're wrong. Tina, by the skin of your teeth, I think you got that one. But you get to put the counter in the machine.
I think I'll go with drop zone one, please.
Okay, let's start up drop zone one, please. Where is that going to go from now?
I think you
Move over.
Oh, it's just shipped.
Flat.
It
oh,
is
it's flat.
Now then, is that going to split those two? Or can you get
Come
enough?
On.
No, still one there. One would be
Come
enough
on.
To separate you right now. Oh, goodness me. Tina, £50 across the tipping point. Just the one counter, but that's an incredibly important counter because when we put it into your bank, You are now £50 ahead of Ben.
You've still got
it a question. Is nip and tuck, as they say. Ben, come to you for your third and final question. In 2018, which country will become the second Asian nation to host the Winter Olympics? Don't have to answer it.
I could have, again, an educated guess, but I'm not sure Tina knows, so I'll pass it to Tina, please.
Tina, you a fan of the Winter Olympics?
I follow the Olympics. More importantly, and I can't remember what year it's in, but I know Japan are going to host one of the Olympics, and I can't remember whether it's summer or winter, but I'm going to go for Japan.
Ben, which one would you have gone for?
I thought that the previous Winter Olympics were in Japan, so I probably would have said South Korea if I was going to have a guess.
Tina, if you're right, you're playing for £10,000. Ben, if she's wrong, you've got one last chance to win through to our final. In 2018, which country will become the second Asian nation to host the Winter Olympics? Is the answer Japan? It was South Korea. Pyeongchang will be hosting it, of course. So, Ben, this is your last chance. One more counter put into the machine. If you get one out, it's sudden death between the two of you. If you get two out, you're playing for £10,000. Where are you going to go?
I'll go drop zone one, please, Ben, and hopefully it'll stay left.
OK, load up drop zone one, please. Good luck, Ben.
Thank you. Good luck, Tina.
It's a steady drop.
Oh,
it is flat. What do you think, Tina? Oh. You got two over.
It's going to go.
Two will be enough to go through. There's one. Oh! Goodness me! One counter across the tipping points. £50. Let's take it from the machine and put it into your bank. And after all these rounds and all these counters, we just can't separate the two of you. You both have £1,550. So it comes down to this. We go back to the buzzer. A correct answer to this question will see you through to play for £10,000. A wrong answer will see your opponent through to play for £10,000. Good luck. Here comes your sudden death question. Islington, Tower Hamlets and Ealing are boroughs in which English city? Tina?
London.
They are in London, Tina. Very well done. Ben, it can be very, very cruel when it comes down to the smallest of margins. And unfortunately, Tina was just a bit quicker on the buzzer at the end of the round. Tina is our winner. Ben, you came very, very close, but I'm afraid with £1,550, we have found your tipping point. At least you've got your luxury spa day, Ben.
At least, hey?
Thanks for playing, Ben.
Thanks very much. Good luck.
Very well done, Tina. You are today's winner. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. This is it here. It's just a little bit bigger, but it's a whole lot better, because if you can get it out again, you're going to be going home with £10,000. Can Tina master the machine by finding its £10,000 tipping point? We'll find out after the break. But first, for your chance to win an amazing £14,000, all you have to do is answer the following question correctly. Which of these legendary figures are you most likely to see at Christmas time? A, Easter Bunny, B, St. Patrick, C, Santa Claus. Text your answer A, B or C to 63339. Text cost £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Call 09041613030. Calls cost no more than £1.54 from BT Landlines. Other networks may be higher and mobiles considerably more. Or post your name, answer and telephone number to TPT04 PO Box 7558 Derby DE10NQ. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after the lines close at 10 a.m. on Saturday will not be counted but may still be charged. Good luck. Welcome back to the final part of Tipping Point. Tina is our winner today. She's got herself £1,550. What a battle you had with Ben.
I know, I can't believe it.
Touch and go for a while there, but you got him on sudden death in the last round. How are you feeling?
Excited, nervous.
Yeah. £1,550, a lot
Brilliant.
Of money.
Yep.
I have to give you £10,000 though, Tina. What would you do with the money if you win it?
If it's 10,000, I think our car's on its way out at the moment. It's been having a few problems,
okay.
So I think it might have to go towards a new car.
Time for a new car, so, that'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Tina, it's time for us to try and work out whether you're going to win our £10,000 jackpot. In a few moments, I'm going to ask you to put our jackpot counter into the machine. All you need to do to go home with £10,000 is get it out again. But of course, there's a little bit more to it than that. Mm. I'm going to show you six question categories. For each category, you can choose to play one, two, or three counters into our machine. The more counters you play for, the harder the question's going to be. But of course, the more counters you win, the easier it should be to get that jackpot counter out. Don't forget, there is still one double counter in there.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect the jackpot counter itself, but it does affect everything else. So, if you don't get hold of the jackpot counter, you could still leave with a lot of money if that drops for you. Okay. First thing we need to do then, Tina, is put the jackpot counter into the machine. What are you thinking?
I think I might go with drop zone one.
OK, let's load up drop zone one, please. Three times today you've used it. That's not bad.
Over a bit. Sorry.
Let's get it flat. G flat, B flat.
Oh, wait, so is it
no,
flat or flying?
Oh.
Typical.
OK. It makes it tricky, but it can definitely be done. Yeah. Just means we need to get enough counters at it, surf it across that top shelf, drop onto the bottom shelf, smash it into the wind zone. It's that easy, Tina. Trust me. OK, let's have a look at your endgame subjects. Musicals, sport, world geography, science, history and fashion. You can play the subjects in any order you like, so when you're ready, if you want to give me your first subject and for how many categories.
I think I'm going to start with musicals for three, please.
OK, let's have a musicals question for three counters, please. The 1971 film musical Fiddler on the Roof is set in which country? Russia, Poland or Germany?
I'm pretty sure it's not Germany.
Yeah. Do you remember the film?
And I can see... I've never seen it all the way through, but I can remember Topol doing the dance. I know he's Jewish, which makes me think Poland. I think I'm going to have a guess at Poland.
Should we light up Poland?
Light up Poland.
OK, let's take Poland then. Is the answer Poland? Oh, Russia.
Russia, was Russia.
They were in Russia. Not great. We
Never
lose
mind.
One category, but we've still got five to go.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at where we are. Sport, world geography, science, history and fashion.
I think I'll go sport for two, please.
Let's light up sport and we'll take it for two counters, please. Between 2004 and 2009, which player lost three Wimbledon singles finals each time to Roger Federer? Andy Murray, Andre Agassi or Andy Roddick?
2004 to 2009, so I don't think it's Andy Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Andre Agassi is a little bit further back than that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to have to go with Andy Roddick.
Should we light it up?
Yeah.
Let's take Andy Roddick, please. He lost three Wimbledon singles finals between 2004 and 2009 to Roger Federer. Was it Andy Roddick?
Yes!
He got one Grand Slam, which was the US Open, but to lose three finals at Wimbledon, brutal.
Gosh.
We're delighted.
Thank
because you.
You
got it right.
I'm delighted.
So, two counts to put into the machine.
OK, drop zone one, please.
Light up drop zone one.
Right. It might nudge it a bit. But...
yeah, see how it's going to affect everything. So...
I'm over.
Money.
All
Not just
nothing.
Yet. OK, one more to go.
OK, drop zone one.
Light it up, please. There you go. Right, now slight. Now, we need it to move with it. Go.
We did.
Yeah. That's what we needed. Come on, shovel that lot off. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Two across the tipping point, £100, Tina. Money goes up to £1,650. Let's go back to the categories.
I think I'm going to try history for three, please.
OK. History question for three counters, please. In 1901, which American president officially gave the White House its current name? Grover Cleveland, Theodore Roosevelt or Woodrow Wilson?
I've heard of all three of them, which is a good start.
That is a start, yeah. Can you place them in order
I think Theodore Roosevelt was a bit later. Cleveland or Wilson, it's going to have to be a guess. I'm going to go with Grover Cleveland. It's a complete guess.
Shall we light it up?
Yeah.
OK, we're going to take Grover Cleveland, please. between Woodrow Wilson and Grover Cleveland. We've gone with Grover. It's a great name, but did he give the White House its name? Is that the right answer? It was Theodore Roosevelt,
oh, really?
The one that we've ruled out. OK, Tina, not to worry. OK, we can get this back on track.
Need some money.
Yeah, we do. Let's have a look at the categories. World, geography, science or fashion?
I'll do science for two, please.
Science for two?
Yeah.
We're going to hedge our bets later.
Yep.
We'll have science for two counters, please. What weather feature is measured using a pluviometer? Rainfall, wind speed or hours of sunshine?
By the process that I've never heard of a pluviometer,
mm-hmm.
Although I can't recall them, I'm pretty sure it's not rainfall or wind speed, so I'm going to go with hours of sunshine.
OK. Do you think you'd probably have heard of it if it was rainfall or wind speed?
Yes. Yeah, if the answer had come up, I would have remembered.
Yeah, and you've never heard of a
pluviometer. No, so I've got to go for hours of sunshine.
All right, should we light it up?
Yeah, go on, Ben.
OK, let's take the hours of sunshine. OK. Yeah, a bit of a blip here, Tina.
We need
to try and get this right. A pluviometer. Is it something that measures hours of sunshine?
Oh.
It is rainfall.
Is it really?
Yeah. Also known as a rain gauge. Right.
Okay.
Tina, come on. We need to get going here. We're only left with two categories of fashion and world geography. Which one would you say you'd be stronger on?
Well, none of them have obviously been particularly strong.
Well, the two left. World geography and fashion.
Oh, let's go fashion for two, please.
Fashion for two?
Yeah.
OK, we're going to go with two counters for fashion. Harris in the Outer Hebrides is closely associated with what type of fabric? Cotton, lace or tweed?
Well, lace tends to be Nottingham. He's known for it. Cotton was always around the Manchester area. And again, I have no idea where tweed comes from. It's quite a thick material, so the Outer Hebrides. I'll go for tweed. I'll go for number three again. Tweed.
Should we light it up?
Yeah.
We're going to go with tweed, please. Is it Harris tweed? Yes, it is.
Well done, thank
you. Brilliant stuff.
You've
got one.
Oh, thank you.
We've got two counters.
Right, I think I'm still going to go with Drop Zone 1 because we've got some hanging over.
Yep.
So
they're going to go at some point,
aren't they? I think I'll stick with
one. Light up Drop Zone 1, please. Oh, not behind the jackpot, but we can get...
No, that black goes over.
Yeah, there we go.
Come
now,
on,
we need to shift
come
it.
On.
It's got to be strong.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Yes! Lovely drop. Tina, we waited, and that's 10 counters across the tipping point. Another £500. We're up to £2,150. And you've got one more
brilliant.
To put in.
Drop zone one, please.
Light up drop zone one again, please. That's better.
Oh, oh. That's it.
Go on then, go on then,
go
on then.
Go for the mystery counter now, that'd be nice.
Yeah, let's get that near the edge.
Oh,
crikey. Really close. £2,150 in the bank, the jackpot counter. On the edge of that top shelf, the mystery counter right on the table.
Yeah.
Oh, little extra one there as well. Tina, another £50. £2,200. Rounds it up nicely, doesn't it?
It does.
OK, let's go back to the categories. So you've saved yourself world geography.
Probably my least favourite subject.
What do you reckon then?
Well, if they drop in the right place, I should only need one or two. So I'm going to go for two and hope that I know the answer.
OK, is that to try and get the mystery counter
yes,
in?
Yes, I think so, yes,
okay.
Please.
Let's have world geography for two counters, please. Which of these island groups is located in the Pacific Ocean? Balearic, Fiji or Maldives?
Oh, Ben.
Have you heard of them?
I have, yes.
Do you know where?
I'm not 100% sure where all of them are. I'm sure Fiji is in Asia, over Japan way, that way. It's going to have to be a complete guess, Ben. I'm going to have to go with Balearic.
Slide it up, please. We need this to go green. Is the answer the Balearic Islands? It's Fiji. It's Fiji, I'm afraid. So, look, you got yourself £2,200.
We're
out of questions, we're out of categories at this stage,
oh,
Tina.
Gosh.
Usually, I would offer a trade. Three more counters put in the machine with the hope of leaving the £10,000. If you were to take the trade, nothing else in the machine has any value whatsoever. So you leave with £10,000 or you leave with nothing. Given how it's gone and where the jackpot counter is, I think I know what you're going to say, but I need to ask you anyway. Would you like to take the money or would you like to take the trade?
No, I'd like to take the £2,200, please.
Okay, Tina, very well done. Congratulations, you're leaving with £2,200. Have you enjoyed yourself?
Oh, it's been brilliant. Thank you so much.
Lovely stuff. We didn't quite get you the 10 grand, but
no,
that's still
I'm
a tidy
happy.
Amount of money to go home with.
Thank you.
How about that then, Tina? She tried her best, but just couldn't get enough counters in the end. She's leaving with £2,200, but we get to keep the jackpot counter. Join us next time when the fate of four more players will hang in the balance on Tipping Point. Goodbye.